I mean, the idea, as I mentioned previously, was that if you don't have working group, you don't have a bureau, because the bureau prepares the working group. But as we say, up to four, this doesn't mean that we will have four. We might have only three, and three correspond perfectly to the two, to the working groups in 2025 and 2026. If we are to have a bureau meeting in 2024, it will not be on papers that will be prepared for the working group, because there will not be a working group. It will be for some organizational matters that might occur and which will need to be looked in by the bureau in terms of organizing the, let's say, the follow-up stages and the work of the secretariat. So I believe that with this clarification, if there are no other comments, we can agree on the adoption of this decision that will be put forward for adoption on Friday in the high-level segment. Thank you for this. Now, I am proposing, as we need to finish at 6 o'clock, and it is already 5:30, that the draft decision on the cooperation in marine regions is discussed in the course of tomorrow, and that we now move to the draft joint decisions on compliance with the convention and the protocol, which are contained in the official document ECMPEIA 2023-4, ECMPEIA-SEA 2023-4. I wish to stress that all draft compliance decisions tabled for the sessions have been prepared by the implementation committee over the past 3 years under the review of the compliance procedure set out in the treaties, taking into consideration all the information that was available to it. Most of the draft decisions were presented for information and comments to the delegations at the 12th meeting of the working group in June, so they were already known to most of the delegations. The committee finalized them at its last 57th session, which took place 29 August to 1st September 2023, considering as appropriate the comments made before, during, and after the 12th meeting of the working group, which took place last June. I would like to stress and invite the MOP to safeguard the legitimacy of the treaties compliance procedure led by the implementation committee by avoiding to revise the draft compliance decisions. Their wording directly follows the wording of the committee's findings, which the implementation committee adopted after thorough deliberations of the cases and on the basis of the information which was available to it at the time when the deliberations and the decisions were adopted. Only the committee and not the MOP is in the position of the full facts, as all the facts and data have been presented to the committee and has had the opportunity to fully study all the evidence that was available to it. Now, I will ask the secretariat to project each draft decision one by one, and will invite Georges Combles, the chair of the implementation committee, sitting next to us, welcome, Joe, to present them briefly one by one, pausing after each of them, so that I can open the floor for possible comments by the delegations and establish whether there is agreement to forward the draft of each of the decisions to the high level for adoption. This should have been provided, any alternative wording or changes should have been provided to the secretariat electronically in advance of the sessions, and incorporated into the draft documents in track changes. As the list of draft decisions that the general segment will be reviewing is very long, I urge the delegations to be brief and to the point in their interventions. I would like also to again remind you that the text of the draft decisions should be finalized before it is forwarded to the high-level segment for adoption on Thursday afternoon and Friday. There should be no surprises then once a text is adopted and agreed at the level of the general segment. It should remain as such and not be reopened at the level of the high-level segment. And last, you may refer to the Implementation Committee's shared speaking points, which are available on the meeting web page under comments and statements. Now, I would like to ask the chair of the Implementation Committee to briefly present a draft decision, I mean, to make a general presentation and then briefly present draft decision 94A and 54A on compliance by Albania with its obligations under the Convention and the Protocol regarding small hydropower. But you have first the floor for a general